What's that? What am I?
This is the first time we're not like, you know, a table full of beers. We're going all mixers.
Mixers, that's wonderful.
It's just beach juice.
Beach juice.
I don't know if you're talking
to my comic book.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Baby girl, I'm
mix it up, bitch.
Avoiding the storm, baby.
Avoid. We are deep in. We have shelter.
We have sheltered ourselves.
Holy cast seven.
Seven. Oh, we're lucky. The Gloucester seven has reached number seven. Eric's not with us.
Eric is missing. He's missing in action.
This is the Gloucester seven?
Am
I part of the Gloucester seven?
Frankie, good.
The Gloucster six and a half.
I don't pay.
Six and a half. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Seven.
Thank you,
I feel better.
Six and a half men.
Toby, Eric.
I got mojitos here if anybody is thirsty.
They're not alcoholic mojitos.
I mean, yeah, they're Shirley Temples, mojitos, if you will.
Shirley Temple, I have some non-alcoholic blueberry cordial.
I invented a drink, and I've told you it's the Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah?
A Shirley Temple, but it's in a much larger glass with chocolate sauce. A new Shirley Temple? Remember the show What's Happening?
Yeah.
Big Waitress?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sure. Shirley Hempel.
Hempel.
My stepson was like nine. He's been ordering Shirley Hempel when we go out. And I go, it's Shirley Hempel. It's like a Shirley Temple. Much bigger glass, lots of chocolate sauce. And they're like,
dude, the fact that you brought up What's Happening is just awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
Talk about a show I was raised on. Sorry, Joe.
Hey, let me tell you something. Rick Dowse is an absolute monstrous addition to the homie cast. We are taping today, July 30th, 2015. Who else feels like this summer has flown by so far?
Flying by.
It's still July.
Yeah, I feel like it just showed up.
It's still July.
Yeah.
We got all of August and, we got the rest of July.
And September.
Still going on.
Just to be an antagonist?
Maybe. This is like good discussions.
I like it. So we're at the farmer's market. Farmer's market just ended. We are on the porch of the Gloucester Stage Fort Park Visitor Center, which, we did the Gloucester cast last week here, James and I. It was beautiful. And right. So we got to come back.
Absolutely.
And you did.
And here we are.
Three quarters of us had Sister Felicia's Modugas steaks.
Oh, hey, what
that's
tremendous.
It.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Rick.
The pesto sauce.
You know what? You didn't miss anything.
I gotta tell you what. I've never had a Modugas steak.
Really?
No way. Are you serious?
You're a Modica virgin?
We need to end that.
Oh, my God.
I'm in shock.
I'm gonna tell you right now, that is crazy sauce. The,
it is.
That's wrong.
Not only you haven't had Sister Felicia Modugas steak, who takes it to a whole new level. James, you were there for more longer than I at her stand at the farmer's market. Like, people were just lining up.
What happened was people would come up to get, like, showers, something to bring home. And she said, you want a Modica steak? And they'd smell it. And all the guys with their wives would say, yeah, I'll take one of them. Wrap that up for me. Sold out, baby.
They all look like Homer Simpson. They're all...
They came for the lobster chowder. They left with the Modica steak.
That's it.
Come for the chowder, leave for the steak.
So let me explain for the Manigani's that don't know.
It's good.
The Manigani's.
Oh, explain that word, too.
Yeah. Manigani's like a dumb American.
All right.
That's
a non-Italian.
Me.
So, a Modica steak is a thinly sliced beef cutlet, the egg wash, Italian breadcrumbs. Then then you grill them. You can either fry them or you can grill them. She grilled them on the Stoke grill, and then she makes her own pesto. Smears the pesto on the Virgilio's bread.
Mm.
I hope it was Scafani's.
I love
Scafani's.
It was Scafani's.
Oh, shit. It was Scafani's. She spreads the love. Last week it was Virgilio's. This week it's Scafani's.
It's different, right?
I don't know.
They both got a little love just now. So
right. They're both fantastic.
I remember when I was a Virgilio.
Yeah. Roasted red pepper. Roasted red peppers and provolone cheese.
Right. Done.
Stupid.
The price that she charges, Like, it's not enough. Like if they cost twice as much, I would still
get the size of that.
Yeah. Bargain at twice the price.
Yeah. Yeah. So next week I'll just buy it, and you guys, if you guys come late. So Frankie Gwynn and Rick Dowsett came late, so they didn't get to partake.
Who else is here, Joey?
I'm gonna do introductions. Right? What did you say that I do?
Are you doing this next week?
We're supposed to be at the pool next week.
Yeah. So right now I'm gonna do introductions. To my left, Craig Kimberly wearing his new Surfari shirt.
That's right. Just went down there and bought me a shirt today.
Because you're a big surfer.
Oh, I used to be. I'm not anymore, but I still got my boards.
And hangs 10.
They've gotten me excited that we have a surf shop in Gloucester. I'm like, you know what? I have to get the board back out there.
There you go.
Paddle my fat ass out on the water.
I want to see that.
Frankie,
you
want to see that?
You want to do it?
I see that. And
I got two boards. I got two boards.
I announced that he hangs 10. Nobody. Nothing?
Nothing.
10 inches?
They all knew you were lying. That's why they say.
There's no question why Hannah stays with him. Frankie Gwynn, living in Essex still?
Essex, yeah. So it's really close to West Gloucester, right?
There's two single guys here.
Yeah.
Are you single?
Well,
you
as long as you
no,
keep
I'm single,
you keep wearing that button-up jean shirt with the stars on it, you're gonna remain single.
This is like catnip.
That's like evil.
It just brings cats.
Red, white, and blue football in the car that I need to take a photo of.
I made this shirt myself, and I got the patch embroidered on the back.
Look at the eagle on the back.
Straight out of 1978.
Yeah.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
I'm ready for it. You can get a junkie girl with that shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trolling the streets of
Gloucester. Scabs.
What is going on over there? I see clouds.
I see smoke.
What?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Is that a
smoke on a playground?
Are they doing?
Very standard.
Is it a pipe?
I think someone might be smoking up.
Oh, they're a little puffy puff. Yeah, you know, let them do their thing.
And it happens. Is it a bong?
Nah.
You guys sound like real old men right now.
What is going on over there?
Is that a bonge?
No,
hey, don't hide it. Divide it.
No. Is it a vapor? Vapors?
They're vaping. Yeah.
Okay, they're vaping.
Kids these days.
Vapors. James Eames is here from Cape Angie Clay.
That's right.
Eames.
So Felicia was all about, she'd been given total prosody. What did you do for her? Like, you made some signs out?
She sent
labels,
me, she sends
signs.
Me text twice a week. I make signs or whatever.
Yeah, but people should know about what you do. People don't know. I bet you most of our readers don't know that you're responsible for making the labels for Ken's salad dressing.
Right, yeah. It's a graphic artist. Most people in Gloucester don't know me as a graphic artist.
Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah.
Jane. What else? What
else? The table in there.
Tampax, tampons.
Yeah. Tampax?
Mattel. I do work for Mattel.
Wait a second. Do you do Tampax?
No.
Early in my
career, I worked in a sweatshop in Jersey,
and he made Tampax.
We did retouching for Penthouse.
Oh.
And I took belly buttons out of girls'
asses.
Stomachs
so they
for
like
months. That's all I did was just take the belly. My job was take the belly button out.
I'm not sure. I
agree
with
back
that.
In the day, you couldn't show belly buttons.
I don't know what just came
really?
Out.
Yeah, nudie magazines. They still take the belly buttons out.
Really? That's hilarious.
That was a big thing way back in this like 60s and 70s.
No, that's
why show belly buttons.
Like belly buttons.
You can show them in a bikini, but not the belly button.
But you can't. You're saying
the high waisted
penthouse just because they just took out the belly button.
But they will show full gash and penetration.
That's right.
But
not in the 60s and 70s.
No, Bob Guccione has standards, okay?
Yeah.
No belly buttons.
No, in the 60s and 70s, they showed Bush, but not spread eagle.
So James is here.
Okay.
And so I'm telling you, there was and the belly button thing, we just took belly buttons out of every shot with a belly button.
Where did you put them all?
You had to do them.
What did you do?
What did you put them all? Is it like a cabinet?
I painted
belly button bank.
I painted it over them.
You creep.
That's how I did it.
He kept them in a pit.
Okay. Like
there's a dark, dark thing. Then he lowered the basket down and puts the lotion on the baby.
That's it.
It was a stretch. It was wordy, but I was following.
Wow.
I liked when you ran out of gas. Yeah.
Belly buttons, keep them moist.
Yeah,
so
you just keep
catch
going.
Them all together.
It was a very long explanation.
Quilts out of belly button. Belly button quilts.
Epic
quilts. Yeah.
9 minutes in.
What was the movie?
We're halfway around the table.
Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. It puts the lotion on. What's the line?
No, keep going. Keep going.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
It'll hit sooner or later.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
And then it puts the lotion in the basket.
On its skin.
And it puts the lotion.
Takes the lotion from the basket and rubs it on its skin. And it was it. It wasn't her.
So anyway, this is what James does for work.
James.
I've been a graphic artist longer than I've been a fine art printer.
There you go. So if anybody that needs labels, you do labels. You do
any kind of graphic arts.
How's my two projects that I gave you this week? How are they coming along? Have you touched them?
I haven't printed them yet. I'm actually printing all that fine art stuff tomorrow.
Okay, good. Very nice.
I'd like to know some of the topics.
Hold on. Everybody stop.
I have to guess the size.
Big truck just went by. We're good. All right, we're good.
All right, so can you... I've got some really nice dick pics I want to send. Will you take the foreskin out of them for me and make me...
Touché, yeah, right. Exactly.
Thanks, James.
Only because it's smaller than the belly button.
How good are you in Photoshop?
Keep your phone on silent.
Yeah, okay. And I can forward them along if you wish.
Thank you.
Nice. So we also have Rick Dowsett, fresh off a 300-child expedition.
Yeah, it was. We went to Watertown here, but I'm not here representing any non-profit organization. Yeah, here as an individual. But I'd like to take a moment here. Now that I know that there's a sweet baby Ray's connection, I got a $1 million idea for the G&G homie cast, right? It's going to be a little lengthy, all right?
Yep.
First, I'm really happy to be part of the team.
Okay.
Signature celebrity barbecue sauces. So, picture this. 10,000 bottle run, Chuck Norris awesome sauce.
Oh, shit.
Now, back in the 70s, Kiss, they had a Marvel comic, and all the members of Kiss put a vial of their blood into the ink. And it was a big deal because, it mixed in with the red ink, and now you're actually owned, you know?
Huh.
Chuck Norris, we need 2 cups of his sweat.
Nice.
And we pour it into the vat of the barbecue sauce. Right?
Shit, he lost.
Oh, it's going to cook it up. We're going to cook it off. It's not going to matter.
OSHA's going to have
it. It doesn't matter. It's Chuck Norris. It does not matter.
We're going to cook it up.
How about his tears? How about an ounce of his tears?
10,000.
He doesn't cry.
Chuck Norris doesn't cry. That's the problem. So 10,000 bottles, probably $30 a bottle. Chuck Norris awesome sauce, barbecue sauce. Who wouldn't buy it?
Most women.
All right, a lot of people would. Yeah. Well, not even for women.
You lost me with a sweat.
Yeah.
Just the name alone. I was
you
ready to
give it away.
I
know they're sweating it. We're just telling them.
No, we tell them it's got this.
No, you don't
tell them.
You're not going to get any of it. Caitlyn Jenner's semen.
And then the label, may or may not contain actual
if you did Halle Berry sauce and you had 10 ounces of her sweat.
We start with Chuck Norris.
I might buy that.
Chuck Norris awesome sauce, Halle Berry sweet sauce.
Yeah. I like the Halle Berry sweet sauce.
I like Halle Berry sauce.
Sweet sauce.
That's
I'm taking that
over
my
Chuck Norris. Would it be Halle Berry Catwoman sauce or Halle Berry Monster Ball sauce?
Halle Berry Monster Ball sauce.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Monster Ball.
It could be, what was it, down. Quantum Solace?
It's a little dirtier sauce than Monster Ball, you know?
What was the Bond movie she was in?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Quantum Solace? Thanks, bro. It's one of those. So anyway,
Halle Berry movie.
Halle Berry's Monster Ball sauce.
Pretty much any Halle Berry.
Chuck Norris awesome sauce is not good enough.
You have a lot of
the pouring sweat into my food things is where you.
That's
so many
that.
Far steps removed. It's like having the amount of rat hair you have.
No matter how many.
You legally can have rat hair in a hot dog.
No matter how much you qualify.
I'll be happy if Chuck Norris makes
you don't tell me I got sweat in my food.
Kitchens are pretty hot when guys are cooking.
That's also true.
It's
not
like it's on the menu.
That's a good
idea. So I'm not selling the bottles to you guys.
I never said anything. I'll try it.
You'll buy a bottle. You'll buy an ounce of Jose Ball.
I'll try it. I'm not buying it. You're going to give me.
Right. Reel it in, bitches. Right. Shut up.
We also have the man, the myth, the legend, the one we were worried about today.
Oh, here it goes.
No, wait. We weren't worried for his health. We weren't worried for some sort of intervention that needed to be held because of addiction or a health purpose, but...
Yep, all right.
We were worried that there was going to be a break in the ranks. Let me qualify this. I'm going to say mine, and I'm going to give you a piece. My theory was, if Chris says, I think I might go to the pool instead, and I said to myself, how could you go south of your boys like that? And if you opt out on the homie cast, then all these other significant others are gonna be like, Chris doesn't go. You don't have to go every week. And then all the guys that may or may not have to use a little bit of their juice to get out.
Because
see, and this is where I at the beginning I didn't understand this. In the beginning I was like, For men that have been beaten down for a long time, they know that they have to hold the line because if they give up the line a little bit, they never can get back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in your case, you're like, oh, I know it, that's not going to be the, an issue for me because Alicia will let me do...
There's the actual text.
Okay, here it comes in. This is how it came in. Krista Wolf, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. I may go hang at the pool and sip some Jack on the Rocks.
Rocks, yeah.
Jack on the Rocks. Sorry, guys. And then here's the responses.
Oh, we're not to name names.
I'm like, who is Jack and Pussy. Why are you sipping his rocks, okay?
Pussy.
Pussy. Say it with vigor. Pussy. You pussy.
Show some
I laughed so much at work today.
Show some goddamn dedication and be there for the team, for Christ's sakes. It says, tell me the spy has not influenced you. Very disappointed.
Oh, we don't mention the spy.
Hashtag
Oprah.
Very
Oprah, Oprah.
I don't think this is Chris texting. It feels ballless. Nice try. Chris says, the spy had nothing to do with this. And then I said, if you do not come, we are going to mercilessly crucify you on the homie cast. You got to hold the line. Once you break ranks, we're all fucked. Where's your honor?
Where's your honor?
Keep it real.
Compromised. Please put Chris on the phone, Alicia. Alicia's pimp hand is strong.
Wait a minute, I want to interrupt. I got a text saying that Joey texted the spy saying, talking about me and my nuts being grabbed and all that crap and you guys...
Castration situation.
And I will say, Joey sent Alicia a text. Wait, to be honest, Andy sent all you a text. Chris has more leeway than the rest of us because she don't give a crap what I do.
That's right.
He knows it.
No, that's right. But I said,
that was my original feeling.
But then I thought about it. And I was like, you know something? The reason he's so relaxed about all this is because he's always had this leeway. He's never had to beg and grovel to get out of the house.
She texted me.
So to some of us, maybe it seemed like an alien concept that he doesn't have to...
Not to me.
Like, yeah, he can come and go as he pleases.
Right, he doesn't have to use any credits to get out of the house. He's got all the credits he wants.
I don't know.
You're right.
Rick, do you need permission?
Well,
not anymore.
Apparently, you didn't get the newsletter, man.
James, I mean.
No, I don't either.
I would just say be careful,
Frankie,
because
I mean,
6 months ago, my wife didn't care where I went either.
Nobody here really needs permission.
Oprah.
Apparently, nobody here needs permission, actually. I don't know. What about you, Joe? You need permission?
No, hey, like, you know what?
Wait.
Joey's still shell shocked.
He's a veteran. He's coming out of war. You know, he's still used to what the battle zone is like, but.
No.
All right.
I have nothing bad to say about
Hence
we're you can't
here.
Talk about Oprah.
Oprah.
It's not
Oprah.
Allowed. I get my balls broken, but Oprah's not allowed.
I had nothing but complimentary things to say about my ex wife. So.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I saved.
That's the line.
I remember you saying that stuff before. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Those compliments.
Nice job, Tuca.
Complimentary.
This podcast just took on the energy of a wake.
Tuca Rask over here making the save.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Now you know what bitches are doing.
That's all I wanted to hear all day long. That's what I wanted to hear.
Real quiet.
I think the local news of the week was Palazzola's clothing. Palazzola Sporting Goods. 40 years in business.
My entire life ish.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I did a post about it. I saw Linda Palazzola on the street the next day. She literally was like welling up in tears. She was touched by, you know, rightfully so. She said, you know, those are really nice words to read and stuff like. You don't know how people really feel about you, and then you read that, and it kind of becomes real for you. And I said, you know, when I wrote that, I meant it. You know, that there won't be another place that could fill those shoes with the knowledge that they had of sporting goods and where to get certain things and the diverse amount of products. Rick had his hands up. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think more importantly, it's not just the knowledge of the sports, it's the ties within the community.
It is.
You know, reaching out, being part, supporting leagues at the Y, literally,
every
hockey. Football, everything was something where they went above and beyond and kind of went, you know, engraving, embroidery, you know,
turnaround time like that.
Bikes, you know, it's not only was it they built the empire of what it is that they offered, but also being dug in and supporting in the community and kind of like, you know, you need something, you know, if Jack could do it, they'd do it.
And they had it. If you needed it and you went down to Palo Zolo's, they had it.
They had it. If they didn't have it, they could source it for you. They get it done. Right. Custom stuff. Bikes. Skate sharpened. Custom embroidery. Custom, like, the lettering on shirts. And they would turn that stuff around. Like, I got shirts for me and my daughters. Lettering said, be nice. I brought it there at 9, like, 15. And I went and got a cup of coffee at Cafe Cecilia. Went back, and like a half hour later, they were all printed up.
Damn.
Like, you tell me who's going to do that? No one does that stuff anymore. So, they earned all the accolades and happiness that life could afford anyone. And I hope that, you know, when you do that kind of a business for so many years, I hope that they can get into a routine and be happy with their routine, you know what I mean? Yeah. Without having to, you know, that
right thing, yeah, they've to been go living, to. They've that, been living that life for 40 years.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm upset. Because like Olympia Open, I didn't even think about going. I always went to Jack.
No, hell yeah.
My son's football stuff, everything. And now I'm like, I'm happy for Jack because I've known him for so long. He coached me when I was playing senior little league. He's one of the coaches. And I'm so happy that, you know what, he's moving on.
Serve the community.
Him, yeah. But then at the same time, I'm a little
like
bit
sad. Like
you
said, he put the kids to college.
Put his kids through college, you know,
wait a second. Both the kids.
Classy family.
Yeah.
Involved in the community, daughters, like, very successful, you know, just.
So I went in there this week. I bought this chair, it was $50. I went in there and bought three pairs of shoes. Shoes are Nikes are half off.
I bought two pairs of
Nike boots, two pairs of sneakers.
Almost certainly.
Hand went in there, bought a bunch of stuff, bought some shoes. I mean, I just went in there and crushed it. You know, I was like.
Do they have a clearance sale right now?
Yeah, it's 50% off.
50% off, and they got good stuff.
Yeah, so just go in there and, you know, help them clean the joint out.
Wow.
Yeah,
50, I bought two pairs of, like, the Bogs, like the waterproof boots and stuff. High quality stuff. They're normally like $80 to $100 a piece. I got out of two pairs for $80. Psyched, yeah. Ooh. Really happy.
Farewell to them.
Kudos to them. Here's the topic.
Oh, careful, Chris.
Chris is three.
He's off balance since he lost his nuts. He can't quite balance in the chair, right? Job.
He's like, we've all seen the chair.
He's three non-alcoholic beverages in, and he's a little off kilter.
That had nothing to do with it.
Was really Temple to kick ass, huh, Chris?
So one store closed, and another store opened this, recently. And Craig did a piece about it, and I went in there with my girl, well, one of my daughters and her friend this weekend, Surfari.
Yes, Surfari came to Gloucester.
Who's been in Surfari yet so far? Have you been in?
The what?
Surfari. Downtown
right
Gloucester.
Right here on the shirt, baby. Right here on the
Craig and I have been in so far.
I've never heard of it.
No, I'm going to do it
here. They have one in Manchester.
Right,
I'm
going
to tell you right
now.
The product mix.
Foreign Affairs. Is that
right? Yeah, right next to Foreign Affairs, exactly. Stand-up paddle and surf shop.
And surf and a skateboard.
Yeah, they have longboards and fun boards, cardboards.
They have awesome baseball caps. They have awesome, like, girls, like, not expensive jewelry and stuff. That whole lifestyle. Like,
anything beach lifestyle.
That beach lifestyle. And their prices, I don't know how they make it, but the store is beautiful. They have Patagonia. They have high-end. They have great stuff. Go there, support it. They gave us free stickers. Okay, so here's a question that I put on the blog, and I put a poll on the blog.
Oh, something real quick, just so people know. There's the first local shop that carries GoPros and GoPro equipment.
Oh, really?
So they have, like, everything surf-related, from shortboards, funboards, longboards. But they carry GoPros. They carry these new attachments that you can put a bubble on the front of the GoPro camera and get halfway underwater and get those split image underwater and above water things. Hmm. Get one this week, dude. It's stupid.
Boom.
I mean, just epic. But yeah, for me, I'm excited because of GoPro.
So you got to check out that place. Definitely worth stopping in, because a lot of those surf shops, the prices are stupid. Like, they're actually, like,
right,
cool stuff, reasonably priced.
Right.
I bought my nephews and niece stuff in there. It's ridiculously feasible.
Like, one of those, you know those macrame bracelets that we wore?
Yeah, the stitch ones, yeah.
It was like $3.99, and she was like over the moon. You know, a pair of earrings.
My little niece got a ukulele with flowers on it.
Really?
One of my nephews got a pair of stand-up paddle gloves because they were fingerless and looked cool. And the other nephew got a Dakine ball cap that was fly trucker hat.
Yeah, they got some awesome.
$15 for the hat.
Yeah, they got awesome hats.
It's ridiculous.
Baseball cap.
I was like,
awesome.
Boom, put it on the counter.
Okay, here's the next topic. Let me talk about this first, and then everybody can give their two cents. I did a post about this week.
The 2024 Olympics have been nixed by Marty Walsh. No, not by Marty Walsh, by the Olympic Committee, because Marty Walsh would not guarantee cost overruns. Now, the day that this news came out, a lot of media outlets were saying that Boston bungled this. Mm. And my take on that was, how stupid are you? You had a mayor that had the balls to say, no, I'm not going to get... Because what is... If there's one thing that the Olympics is known for, or the Olympics committee is known for, is what? Corruption and money and cost overruns and building facilities last minute that didn't get fixed. The money was just...
Or they don't get used.
Blowing it out their ass, and then they ended up with facilities that never got used again. So that's my take. Kudos to Marty Walsh for standing up to that and not just doing the easy thing and saying, oh, I want the Olympics here during my tenure so I can look like a hero and the spotlight will be on me. Kudos to him. And we could all use more elected officials that are responsible with our taxpayer dollars.
Okay,
I'm going to go around. Does anybody disagree with that and is disappointed that the Olympics isn't coming?
I don't like the Olympic Committee after what they tried to do to my sport.
What, they tried to take wrestling away?
They tried to take wrestling out. You didn't hear
that? They tried to take Greco-Roman wrestling out?
All wrestling. Freestyle women's.
That's ridiculous.
It was on the block. It was saved last minute. It was saved last minute.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's like one of the originals.
It was all about money.
Greco-Roman Greece. It originated in Greece.
It was all about money.
So we should back up a little bit right now. Frankie Gwynn speaking. Frankie Gwynn is a wrestling coach at the prep.
Yeah.
So...
What it boils down to, the short story is that they tried to take wrestling out because I think they needed to get something in, whether it was golf or something with horses, I forget. But there were three sports up on the block that could be potentially eliminated. Wrestling was the one that didn't lobby anything, from what I understand. And wrestling was one that said, all right, that's the one that's going down. And then it was sort of a year's process before the actual official vote. And it's sort of at the last minute they decided to save wrestling. And that was going to be in 2020 was going to be the first year that didn't have wrestling.
I think when you say Greco-Roman wrestling...
Yeah, that's not the biggest part of wrestling. It's
Greece, and the Olympics started in Greece.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, going back, if you want to have any history...
When you have like a picture or an etching or some sort of statue of the original Olympics, that's the sport that's
being... Yeah, either throwing a disc or wrestling, one of the two, you know.
And the crazy thing about wrestling is it's right up there in terms of the evenness or the equality of all nations having a chance to medal in it. Just up there with, you know, gymnastics, maybe not even swimming, I forget what it was, but wrestling is up there in terms of the amount of countries that compete and the amount of countries that medal. It's even across the board.
You don't need
the
facilities, you don't need the Olympic pool, you don't need a football, and nobody's going to keep, you know, two guys from getting together and wrestling.
So, for that reason, the whole world,
because it's so much fun.
There was an outcry.
Does anybody have anything to add to the discussion about Marty Walsh or the Olympics not coming to Boston?
I'm glad that he shut the door on it. Yeah. I think infrastructure-wise, it was going to be an absolute disaster. Yeah. Everybody knows how... I mean, yeah, traffic, you should be able to deal with it, but... Man, you...
Are you kidding me? It was going to be a freaking nightmare.
It was going to be beyond a nightmare.
Months and months.
The expense versus the return, the infrastructure disaster. They closed down the Salt and Pepper Bridge, and half the city doesn't know where to go. God forbid you bring 500,000 people in here for 6 weeks.
Go ahead, Rick.
Listen, the only thing I'd say is I think it was the right decision. The only downside is it would have forced things to get fixed.
True.
Yeah.
It might not be 100% fixed, but 80% would have gotten fixed before 2024. MBTA, highways, let's prepare for this. And now there'll be no urgency to address the issues that might have got addressed.
If we couldn't put the Patriots downtown, or at least on the south side, they sure as hell can't put the Olympics down there.
Right. Well, you know, you know what though? I mean, I agree with Rick, but at the same time, like, fixed at what cost?
Oh, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? They were just throwing stupid money and mortgaged our future based on,
You know, and we're a rare city, like you said, that has that type of swagger that will literally say, you know what? That's not for us.
That's you.
No. That's not for us. Atlanta, LA, you want to do it, Chicago, whatever, but that's not us.
It's freaking Boston. They don't need that shit.
Well, but cities that are laid out in a grid style with a normal traffic pattern.
They got room.
Not paved cow paths.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
We don't have the interstates that LA has to handle.
Yeah.
You know. Right. So, good riddance.
Wait a second.
I'll watch
LA, they can't LA handle their open shit.
Well, oh, 10 times worse traffic than we have. So, I don't know if that's
LA has 10 times worse more traffic.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Love LA.
Now, last 3 days or so, we've had this insane heat. Now, how short do people's memories have to be to complain about heat after the shoveling we did this past winter?
Dude, that's phenomenal.
I think everyone should get a free pass to donkey punch someone that complains about the heat.
Absolutely.
After.
Does that imply you're going to be fucking in the ass before you punch them?
But I'm not sure you can change your words correctly.
No?
No.
What should it be?
I don't know if I can share that.
Bitch slap.
Oh, what it should be? Is, you know, asking me for the definition.
Oh, you're right.
Everyone gets a rusty trombone.
For no, that's not right.
Yeah! Hey, I'll be the first to complain.
Cleveland steamers for everyone.
really.
They would have dirty Sanchez our city.
Do you think people's memories are that short?
Yes.
That winter that we just endured and the shovel. Condo that they shovel it out for you, then maybe I could understand that. But like if you had to do your own shoveling and you endured this past winter, then I don't want to hear boo.
I always say that about all complaints about weather. We're talking about weather here. It happens, and you walk through it.
We live in New England,
and you have nothing better to talk about than complain about what's occurring around us. I mean, even when the winter was happening, I shoveled because there was snow.
Wait a minute. In February, you were okay with that.
It was what it was.
I get nothing to say to you.
People came up to me complaining about the snow. I said, you live in fucking New England. What do you expect?
Exactly.
I had that attitude for 3 weeks
until the third one.
The fourth or the fifth.
Right.
When the snowplow kept coming by after you kept your, you know, you were just trying to keep up with it. You're fighting it. You're keeping up with it. And the snowbanks in your driveway to try to get out because you had to get to work were over your head, and the snowplow would come by because no disparagement to them because they were doing their job. But like would come by and put 2 feet more in front of your.
All right. Well,
where you just shoveled out.
I'm building a wall out of the conversation because I bought my first snowplow this year. My first snowblower this year.
I see how it is.
And I got my first snowblower this year. And my son Dimitri thought it was the best thing ever. He was waiting for snow to play with the snowblower.
I'll be calling you.
So I actually did not. I have to bow out of the conversation because I didn't do shit. He was snow blowing the neighbors' yards and just he was loving that thing.
Blowing the neighbors.
I'll be calling you this winter. Yeah, don't you worry about it.
So okay. the snowblower definitely changed. I got that snowblower in just the right winter.
You know the place that Kate and I rent. We have a pebble.
Crushed stone driveway.
You can't have a snowblower.
You'd
be pinging windows out left and right.
You can. That's a myth. Snowblowers have plastic guards on the side that you can adjust to raise the bottom pan on that thing to go 2 inches up or more if you want. So you can leave an inch and a half of snow. You can literally use a snowblower on rocks. They just have to adjust those bottom things, which they don't like to do.
Chris Kimberly. You got to jam with that
Craig Kimberly.
You're going to be digging down and coming right back up again. There's no
free. I'm telling you, man. You can snowblow.
That's the camera for everyone.
You know what, though?
Flamethrowers would have been fun.
You know what? So do you guys remember what I did this past winter? When we was
your
like
sex tours, change operation
that did that. Go well yeah. And I'm very
that
happy
went awesome.
I'm very happy.
No, I did the online matchup thing where people would say I need to be shoveled out.
And
then I had kids or people that were willing to shovel, like in different. I did it by neighborhood, and they would so I had people saying I'm willing to shovel, which people saying I want in it, and I would match them up by neighborhood. It worked out really well.
Did it? That's good.
Yeah.
That's a nice idea.
Worked out really well. So that's what I did.
Please do more of that.
I'm going to do more of that. There's a couple kids from East Gloucester. They were like, literally like maybe 10 and 12 years old. I way overpaid them. I was shoveling myself for the first 5 storms. And then like I was like, I'm done. Because I have to shovel out the wharf too. And the money, I was like, they were like, are you kidding me? Like, that's too much. I'm like,
It's not too much. I want you. I want you back here next time.
So you created. That brings up a great point. When I was little, when it snowed,
that's what we did.
And I stayed in from home. I got my shovel and I walked around the neighborhood knocking on doors.
Oh.
And you don't see that anymore. All I want to do is shovel because I want to make money.
There's a select few. These kids that we that came out, but you know something?
You don't.
Rick, you should do something through the Y, like you do the clean team.
No.
Wait. You're not associated with that.
We've done that, and what ends up happening is I end up having to go and shovel.
Yeah.
And go, it wasn't good
you
enough.
You think just those ideas are great? It doesn't
come
work.
Come over
out.
To my house and finish it. I'm like, oh my God. So that's why I say I would love you match up.
I agree with you. It sounds great.
It's a hands-free
The kids stop,
process.
Two shovels in.
So I think what I'm going to do next year, I'm going to take it to the next level. And not only am I going to do the matchup thing, I'm going to say that you can rate, like I'm going to ask the people that hired the people to anonymously rate the people that came, so that I know who to recommend the next time. So they know, right, exactly, like Uber, the gig economy.
Yeah.
It's the gig economy.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's right. That's
nice. Shovel crew.
Yeah.
Shovel crew.
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, wasn't there something I was supposed to bring in?
Make a championship.
Yeah.
The tripod.
Shit. Make a trophy with the shovel. The top shoveler of the winter.
Top shoveler.
That's awesome.
Oh, hey, Mr. Wolf, added value right here.
Give the kid the top shovel of the winter.
Did you really have that up your butt?
What are you doing?
There it is.
Pull it out of his ass. Oh, my God.
There you go, buddy.
This is about seven inches long. If you fit that all in your
room,
I applaud you.
How warm is that tripod?
I had
forgotten it was up there.
That got a little wet.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. You did great. Thanks. I appreciate that.
A little chocolate sauce.
Here's your tripod, man. Sorry,
now everywhere I go, there'll be a little bit of Craig Kimberly with me.
There you go.
Can we start a little Periscope action right now?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Oh, hold that up.
Craig Kimberly.
Carry on.
Frankie's
tripod straight out of my ass.
Yeah.
Periscope app?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's tremendous. It's stunning.
Right? It's amazing.
Twitter, we should be periscoping right now. Frankie's going to get it going.
I'm
going
to get it going.
All right.
I would have combed my hair if that was happening.
I would have showered.
Topic? Yeah. Is that what we're looking for?
Wait, Joe, with the snow shoveling thing, I actually have another question.
Okay.
Was that through Good Morning Gloucester, or did you just create a separate
No, it was through Good Morning Gloucester.
It was through Good Morning Gloucester.
Because somebody, listen.
So it was the Good Morning Gloucester users, or the regulars from Good Morning Gloucester that was the most of the people that were on it.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, did you guys see the statistics this week? Bananas, right? Like, we're doing close to a half a million, doing a half a close to a million. Close to half a million viewers a week.
Yep.
Like 60,000 to 80,000 people a day. Like close to almost 2 million a month. It's like stupid. So
what's the grand total? It was like 77 million
since
77 like 8 million something. 77.8
Yeah,
million
almost
like
78.
Third in the United States
since 2008.
Almost 3 million.
Yeah, and the first couple of years was not.
That's what I'm saying. When they
ramped
started.
Up like this,
right?
So. Yeah, pretty sick.
What year did you first start it?
Like late December 2007, for all intents and purposes, 2008.
Really?
And like so. Like the first couple months of the blog in 2008, like I would post like probably 6 or 7 posts a week, and then it quickly ramped up to, you know, now we're doing 20 a day every day, and we haven't missed a day in forever.
Twenty a day. People just don't know.
Testament to the group. But you know,
there's a huge amount of work that's involved in that.
You know what the problem with it is, though? Here's the problem. The problem is that so many people assume it's just me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, no. And you guys, if anybody that follows it at all knows how much credit I try to give to the group.
No. Every day.
I always say it's the group. But like, it's like I can't stress it enough. It's the part that I will take credit for is knowing good people when I see them and inviting them to participate.
And keeping them motivated.
Hey, it is.
You're a good motivator, dude. I mean, you definitely... You have to take some credit.
But
it's not just like, you know...
Don't put the shield up.
No, it would happen. If I died tomorrow, this thing would go on.
No, but I'm here to say I'm the last human being on the planet that's a blogger. Right. And I blog every day now because you're a good motivator. End of story. There's no other thing around. Next topic.
Honest to God, the fact is, I will take credit for getting it started, totally giving it the wheels and putting a ton of effort into it, but it would not be what it is today.
And you keep
without the group.
And you keep peddling.
Are we periscoping right now?
Yeah, we are. Someone just asked what you blog about.
Mom.
Well, your mom. Mainly Cape Ann.
Mainly Cape Ann.
But then you can take it to Gloucester as a main thing.
Yep.
And food, fishing industry, arts. Jesus, James.
It's just silly about, shit.
Silly shit. Anything that's happening like locally, and Gloucester has so much going on.
Right.
A lot of photographs of beautiful. We have
it's
such a
gorgeous
organization
that doesn't focus on violence, in my opinion.
It's a news organization that doesn't focus on mundane news.
Right.
And thank God that we have a local newspaper that does do that, because I don't want to go to...
You just said that, Abby.
I don't want to go to a tax classification meeting, but I'm glad that someone is keeping people on.
Somebody steal from the great Universal Side Dish. It's a compendium of interesting stuff.
Boom.
Yes, compendium. You used the word compendium. I'm all excited about that now.
So we did a poll. Should Gloucester have a central parking lot with shuttle service like Rockport does?
You said yes,
but you know what's funny? We were here last week, and the lady, the place.
I saw the pictures from the place that we're at.
The visitor center volunteer.
Right.
It's like, by the way, we have one. We have a shuttle. People can park at Stage 4 Park. For free,
right.
And get a shuttle bus all around town,
all day long, and they can go pretty much anywhere in town. I mean, the map was amazing. I had no idea.
It's free to park at Stage 4 Park, so people didn't get off at exit 14.
Was like $3 for the day.
Well, here's the thing: when would I ever use it? Like, I don't like.
You don't need it, but
I'm just saying I had no idea. So they need to get the word out there.
And I take a train out here.
They need to get the word out there because I have no idea.
I drive from somewhere. I park, and boom, I hop on the shuttle. I can go all over the place.
Craig, you want to talk?
No idea.
You want to talk about cars?
Oh yeah, cars. So I was gonna ask, how important is your car to you, and are you a car guy? I brought this up because I'm looking for a new vehicle.
Oh,
and I've had
good Jeep.
So you Jeep? Know, I've had. Oh Jeep? No, I like things that
Jeep?
Run. So I've had. You know, James can speak on this. I've had 4 or 5 muscle cars. I've had some Japanese cars, you know, WRXs that I've raced. I've had that really souped up Miata that was my race car on the weekends. So I've had all kinds of different
types
of cars.
Favorite car I ever owned was a Miata.
Yeah, so it's like, what was your favorite car? You know, what was the most fun vehicle you've ever had? And, you know, when was it and why? You know?
Okay.
Some girls just said get a Yugo.
You know, they made a station
you
wagon.
You got to start.
We saw your excitement on the station wagon.
You got to start.
So let's see. I love the hell out of the, I had a Chevelle, had a 71 Chevelle, had a 71 Skylark convertible, and a 72 hardtop convertible.
You're not going to get that now.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any of those muscle cars again. But once the gas prices went up, I got rid of all
of them.
Right
now, you want a new car.
What's a legitimate dream car that you may be able to purchase at this point?
Oh, my dream car would be a 69 Chevelle right now, if I could go back and get another one.
We have a suggestion for a smart car or a Mini Cooper.
But my favorite car I had was that
I'll slash this tiny.
My 95 Miata supercharged that I had, you know, tricked racing suspension, roll bar, everything. Like, that was the funnest thing I've ever driven. More fun than any of the American muscle cars I had. It was that Miata. You saw it. It looked like a Porsche. Everything was customized.
I had a 91 and I had a 2001, and I have owned Porsches. I've owned plenty of other cars. That Miata, both those Miatas.
The most unmanliest car people can accuse us of is literally, it's a Mini Corvette.
Favorite cars I've ever owned. Yeah, I've owned
Rear-wheel
Jeeps.
Drive.
I've owned Jeeps.
So what was wrong with the Jeep?
Oh, I don't know. You check the reliability issues on them things?
What? Are you for real?
I liked my
Hold on.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to tell you the reason.
Let's stick to the topic.
I'm going to tell you the reason why I liked my Miata more than my Jeep. And I had both. And I owned both new ones. The reason I liked my Miata better than my Jeep was the putting up and putting down the top factor. I could be driving in the Miata like 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It starts to rain out. I could just go like, reach back with one arm.
You see the Miata before?
Go like this and go boom, boom.
It's a pussy car. I don't care what you say.
Let him finish.
Right? No, I'm not going to let him finish. That's horse crap.
I've lost a lot of respect.
We're going to get around to me in a minute. Just relax.
All right, this from the man that wanted to sit by the pool and sip mint julep.
No. Listen, I own both. I own both. In the winter, like, it literally would take like 10 minutes to put the top up in the Jeep.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Okay.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
My Jeep, I just take off two people and it goes. It's good.
Or,
your convertible is a pussy anyway.
No roof.
If you roll in a convertible, you're screwed. And if you ain't driving a car with the risk of rolling,
no.
You're a pussy.
Exactly.
So all I own is the Jeep.
Oh, then you put a hard top on
it. I'm not putting a top or windows or roof on that vehicle
until Labor Day.
Until after
Labor Day. Labor Day, and that's the way to do it.
It's only water, man.
Because you know what?
There's too much.
You got nobody telling him, let me get wet, this and that. He's smart. He's a smart guy.
Wait, my ex-wife did not sound like that.
But she did look like that.
I don't know why you would do that, Chris.
Frankie, what's up?
She did just take a hit out of him.
I respect the hell out of that, and I've always said, if I had a third vehicle, it would be one of the new
Jeeps, yeah.
The new Jeeps the with the four doors.
Well, I knew.
I wouldn't buy a new.
With the sunroof flip, the hard top.
No. It would be a third vehicle, and I would have the four because I have children and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know what
I'm saying?
You have the young kids.
My next, right, if I had a third vehicle, I would buy like a 7 or 8 year old.
Yes,
one of those.
That's right.
And I would love to have one. If it was beautiful out, I would throw us all in there and go.
When did you turn the car?
You should turn the camera. We're down to 7 viewers now. Oh, yeah. We were at 12 until you turned it at me and DeWolf, and now we're at 9.
I could go very quickly because I already described this. My favorite vehicle is my 2001.
Are we talking about the famous car? Are we going around doing
that? No, we're talking about what's your dream car and what was your favorite car?
My favorite car. Are we going around?
Go for it.
Chris DeWolf.
My favorite car was the 86 Camaro that I had when I was in college, and it was the bomb. Now, it wasn't, you know, like my Jeep now. I love my Jeep now, but my 86 Camaro was my favorite car. It was a two-seater, nothing in the back, barely any room. We go to Boston from college. The girls would have to sit in the back, and the baby all squeezed in. Yeah, you know, but that was my car. But it wasn't about the car itself. It was about the experiences.
What the car did. Yeah.
I'll tell you, Chris, the phone lines are blowing up. They're saying,
sorry about the penis. Blowing up.
But that was my favorite car. But now, the Jeep is. See, unlike Joey, my kids are 11 and 15. And my wife doesn't know how to drive a standard. So when I bought the Jeep, I kept that in mind. Because only I can drive my Jeep. My wife cannot drive.
The spy cannot drive it. Nice.
I didn't say that. That was
Frankie. What's on the record?
That was Fred Kimberly.
What about
don't say a fucking Vespa.
You're out of here.
No, what about a brand new white Volkswagen Jetta? Am I right, guys? Like a nice Jetta.
You're out of here.
No, and that's why it's 7.5.
Absolutely not.
Six and a half men.
That's
right. I like Joey's truck. I'll be honest.
I'm just kidding. But I do have an unnamed male friend that just bought a brand new white Volkswagen Jetta, and he may or may not be one of the three owners of the restaurant group that unnamed, but no, it's not Ryan.
Down to two.
So it has to be Brad.
Hey, I'm not naming him.
Oh, damn.
But it's very
Bradley.
Funny. You imagine, this is the best part about his car purchase, is that every time if I see, and I'm sure you guys are the same, you see a nice white new Jetta at a stoplight and you're pulling up beside it, there's two lanes, you're like, wow, who is this young?
The money?
Like, she got some money, she's coming from daddy's pocket bills. I don't know what that means, but you pull up on the side of her, and then you're like, "Oh, there's always a cute girl." But can you imagine how many guys to go through the same thought process? And you pull up, and it's Brad. I mean, not Brad. It's someone
that looks like Brad.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, love it.
I'm sorry.
I love every bit of it.
If you have all ever pulled up to a jetter and thought that, you're all idiots.
What?
I'm sorry right now. I have never been next to a white jetter like that.
A white jetter means cute young girl, probably
I don't
blonde.
Care.
You know he's joking. You know he's joking.
You guys.
You know he's joking, right?
Don't help him. All right, James, you're a car guy. Talk to me.
All right, so let's see. My favorite car, I have three. I have to answer with three. My dad's 1969 white convertible Mustang was my dream car for a long time. Then Mustang became like a joke in the 70s when it was like four cylinder. It was like a Pinto that had a longer trunk. And then in 1986, Mustang came out with a 302 Boss engine. They put it back in the Mustang.
Where?
And I saw it on an article in a newspaper that they came out, and I literally put the newspaper down and went down to the local Ford dealership and bought a 1986 Ford Mustang.
Boom.
And it was gray, and it was called the Gray Ghost, and a buddy of mine called it the Beast, because I never lost a race, and I raced that thing all the time. Street racing was one of my favorite things in the world to do, and got that thing off
Streets
the
of fire.
Got that thing off
was
the ground
Diane
lots
Lane?
Of times.
Was Diane Lane there?
It was just pure off-the-line balls.
The phone lines are saying Vanilla Ice had a 5.0. Is that true?
What is it?
All the periscopes.
Rolling in the 5.0.
That's right. That's Vanilla Ice.
He's very successful, though. He is very successful. Yeah, he's true. A lot of money.
And then my second favorite car is the car I own right now because of, you know, I have a BMW.
I thought you were talking about the Pilot.
No, my BMW automatic. It's also a manual if I want to play. Pilot's the best SUV out there.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Hey, don't be knocking that Honda Pilot now.
All right, we're going back.
Rick.
We're going to the big man. Go ahead, Rick.
Talk to us.
You know I love the Jeep. Doors off, roof off, windows out, let the elements come. At one point I had a CJ7 1986, went 17 months without a roof or doors, would come out in the winter with snow pants on and brush the seat off and just tool around as may be. But I'd say my favorite car that I've owned was a 1971 Chevy Impala.
There it is.
Bought it for $1. It sat in a woman's yard for 3 years, hadn't moved.
Respect.
Had 180,000 miles on it. My buddy and I got it running, and I may or may not have pinned the speedometer.
More
coming
than
from exit 14 toward A5 Andrew Bridge. And the odometer read
buck 20.
The odometer read 120,
buck 20.
And we buried it.
What's this? My second question, what's the fastest you ever drove a car in your life?
Well, if I had to guess, probably would have had to been 140, 145.
Let's do a quick around the table. 145 for you. You, Pete, Chris, fastest you ever drove a car?
Oh, don't be scared.
120. You?
Not very fast, because my dad took, this is something my dad told me when I was a kid. He said, Joe, and he said, I drove, there was a brief period of time, right when I got my license, where I drove like an asshole, and I totaled the car. And my dad said this to me, he said, Joe, he goes, you know the difference between driving like 80 to the mall and 65 to the mall is like a minute and a half.
Right, it is.
So he's like, you know, you can, like, and I was always like a
so
conscientious. I was a conscientious saver. And I was it was like, oh, if I get a ticket, then it's going to go on.
So the answer is 65.
Probably like 90 miles.
90 miles. Yeah. You?
Yeah. Between a buck 25, buck 30.
Okay. You?
Buried though. I mean, never know.
Oh, I don't know,
Frankie.
Guys. I hit 67 on the interstate once. I didn't.
Oh, seriously? What's the best you've driven a car?
I don't know. I don't look at the speedometer.
Oh, there it is.
So 85.
All right, I didn't even have to answer that question because that's the answer.
85 to 90.
Right.
It's all in the vest.
85 to 90.
It's all in the vest.
Just there. Woo!
My speed was 165 miles.
Frank, someone thinks you're cute.
Woo. Who does?
Oh, she does.
I don't know. I can't see who it was.
All right.
Ooh.
Nice. DM me later.
What's his name again?
Here we go.
But that vest is troublesome.
It's homemade.
We didn't even start Periscope yet. We were talking about that vest.
Oh, we gotta get rid of that.
The cross between Evel Knievel, Sha-na-na, and...
God, that's horrible.
I got it at Target, and I customized it myself.
That's a lot of love.
That is awesome.
That's funny.
A lot of love. A lot of love. I don't know. I think best answer, Rick Dowsett with the vehicle, with the Jeep.
Yeah.
Like
Russian
he had got. I've always respected Rick to begin with, but like
to say 17 months without the top on
that's
a Jeep,
balls to the wall.
That in the snow.
Yes. Damn. Holy cash.
He left his nuts in the car.
Like, is it? Like, he just earned himself lifetime.
That's why he started Homie Cash.
Lifetime Achievement Award right there.
I think it's just, you know, there was a little rain coming over today. And
I love you.
You know, it's going to rain. What are you going to do? I'm going to get wet.
I feel like going out and buying myself a Jeep right now. Never covering
it. You sit there with no cover and you don't put a rain jacket on or nothing.
If it depends what I got going on. You know? If it's raining, I'll throw on a t-shirt and a bathing suit because I can work in the t-shirt and a bathing suit.
That's awesome.
You know? And I got the Patriots rain poncho if I have to be at a formal occasion. Yeah.
It's not the crack of a beer, is it?
It's so hard. It's so hard to get a drink sound on this fucking show.
We are at a state park, so we're all drinking out of tumblers.
Non-alcoholic beverages out of tumblers.
Yeah. Over there.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. It's
all non-alcoholic.
Good job.
Yeah. So wait a second. Frankie showed up with a very, very high-tech drinking... container.
Apparatus.
Oh, this
that's high tech.
Apparatus. Contigo.
I got it for free.
It's like a water bottle
at a vendor show. It's
a glass water bottle.
Wait, it's also. I think the coolest part about it was the front part that holds your drink. Your.
So right here, you can. You've got space for when you go to the gym. You can throw your little your keys,
credit cards,
or a key.
You must be mistaken on this.
And then it holds that, and then up in the top, it's just it's controlled drinking. I guess it won't spill out.
That's what I needed. I need a drinking container where I can put a credit card in it.
So if you have one,
and my keys.
Really, it's the hotel key.
Where's my keys?
The point where I'm trying to.
Have you ever had anything in there?
A hotel key, yeah.
Because
I travel.
So it is very, very slick. I mean, it's over the top slick.
Yeah,
and I'm jealous of it.
Oh, thanks.
But I'm gonna say this.
Yes.
That probably cost, if you had to buy it retail, and I know you got it free.
Right.
Probably $22. Yeah, I don't know. I'll go $22.
I would think about that. That's fair.
$22, right? And you know what? It's probably worth $22. We got here today. James was at Sister Felicia's pop-up thing at the Cape Ann Farmers Market.
Right.
And he got himself an iced tea, Sister Felicia's iced tea with ice in it. Right. And it's got the little hole popped in the top.
It's a ball jar.
Ball jar, mason jar.
Ball mason jar with a cap with a hole for
a straw. With the grommet for a straw.
I'm going to say this. Even if you didn't have the hole with the grommet, I'm 47 years old now. Mm-hmm. There has been nothing I have drank that's been more satisfying than drinking out of a mason jar filled with ice.
Right.
And what alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage inside that, I'm saying that a mason jar is, if I only could drink out of one thing for the rest of my life, it would be a mason jar.
Yep. Until you've drank out of the plastic insulated mason jar that doesn't drip and keeps your ice from melting for hours.
Yeah, but do you think that the plastic gives it a funny taste?
Nope.
Yes, not at all.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
No, actually, this has, it says right on the bottom, this is, what's that stuff, Frank?
EPA?
Looking for?
EPEs?
Non-EPE, yeah. Whatever it is, you're not supposed to have.
Who are you?
Not in there.
Who are you people that need something cold for hours?
$4.
I got like six of these things. It's
Marshall's, $4 on sale. They even have one with a diffuser in the middle.
Is that recent? Is that a recent purchase?
Today.
Okay. Thanks for totally sabotaging my Sister Felicia plug. That's cool.
With a drink in it.
All day long trying to figure out how it's going to pimp police.
Size does matter. I'm sorry, sister.
Who's got the nuts? Nobody. Right. We know Joey doesn't have any nuts. We know that right there. We know that.
Oh, you got one too?
I didn't take away from him with Dika's.
You bought one too?
Look at him. He's got one too.
How long have you had
this? I had this the whole time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but when did you purchase it is what I'm saying.
This actually I purchased.
Strawberry shortcake. Okay, tell us when.
I don't know. It was like $1.
Oh, you didn't get it at Marshall's?
No.
All right.
It's got strawberries on it.
It didn't come with any citrus magic.
Although, if we want to come around full circle.
That was full 5 seconds ago.
This is cold the whole time I was drinking it.
Yeah.
It's got a little cool hole in the top. And it's if I break it, I don't care because there's like I got cases of these things.
I'll maintain. I will maintain.
It costs 4 cents or whatever. Yeah.
Well, a little more than that.
Hey, but where's your ice?
I maintain that I would still rather drink out of a mason jar filled with ice in the summer than anything else.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Hey, all you youngins.
That's what I'm going. That's what I'm
going. Take your high-tech cups.
Rick doesn't need this crap. Look at him. He's rolling deep with a plastic cup.
He's got a paper cup.
He's got a cat keeping his coffee's paper cup.
From the cupboard.
He's got a paper cup.
No less.
It's like, whatever, you stupid cup people.
And his drink was cold, too.
He don't care. His coffee.
Hey, wait a second. I want you guys to take a moment right now. Look out at our surroundings and look how beautiful it is right now.
It is beautiful.
I'd like to give some props to the beautiful Gloucester Rotary Club.
Oh, that's right.
Plankets.
That's right.
The Centennial Project over here
is gorgeous.
Well, close to $200,000.
Look at the playground.
They clean up like twice, three times a year or something like that.
Oh, we're here.
And look, you got Thatcher Island recreated for the playground. They got the twin lighthouses. We got a pirate ship that was filled with teens getting high. We got seesaws. We got rock walls, swings, trees. This is gorgeous, man. And then we showed up.
mature plantings.
You had a view of the ocean at one point, believe me.
But we moved.
Yeah, well, we wanted to build a
here. Now I'm fat and sweaty. Thanks. I was fat before, but
I gotta say, this is a good spot to do the. Wait. Where is everybody at right now? And don't blow smoke up my ass. If we don't. You don't have to agree with me.
I love you, Joe.
Should this be a regular spot for the rest of the summer for the homie cast? Or No.
I like moving.
No.
What do you like? Oh, do you like better being at a house so we can be more inappropriate?
Well, the grilling is nice.
I like the. Yeah, I feel it's a little awkward being in public.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, I was.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about my dick and balls earlier because there were children running around in the playground.
Yeah, maybe that.
And well, I like that.
You know, what? You know
I
feel, this is a good place.
And I like when Frank talks about dick and balls. It's
and I like that he finally got to this place.
This is a good spot, but it's not a good spot for the rest of the summer. This is no problem.
I like rotating.
This is bots around.
This in the winter.
I've done podcasts here.
We could do it out of your Jeep in the winter.
And I would do it for the rest of the summer season.
I like it. I would like one of those Mumbai steaks.
I would, because I love this spot.
What
did
you
say?
What was the steak?
Mumbai?
Mungato.
It's in Africa. Mungato.
You've been to the pool.
Mungato.
I want it. I also... Wait.
Hold on.
No.
Back up.
Frank, I just want to say all the words that you think that you're trying to say.
Mungato. Mumbai.
What was that steak sandwich called?
The steaks that...
Mochito.
Mojito. Mojito. Mumbayu.
No, I'm drinking. I'm drinking.
Mojito. Mungai.
Mudiga steak.
Mudiga steak.
Mudiga.
Joey. We still have yet to go to my pool.
I want him on a
shirt. I told Gene, next week we need to be at the pool.
Oh, you offering it up because...
I told you this week was supposed to be at the pool.
Oh, well, I didn't know if you were going to be on the road because you're like this international businessman.
I told you I was here.
Big international businessman.
Touring the world.
Well, I'll be doing international business next week, so can we do your house the week after?
I see how it is. I see
what you said.
I'll be doing international business next week. I'm not around next week, but if you...
So we're doing Crystal Wolf's next week, Thursday night.
We'll do the pool.
You said you're not going to be there, what?
I'll be in San Diego
next Thursday.
But next week, we could do it. Can we ever do it?
The week after, sure.
Is that off?
Yeah,
is that off?
Let's do a different day.
We'll do it. Chris is next week.
Can we have Ryan Cox?
I tried to pull him here tonight. I wanted him to talk about his juice diet. And I did it with him.
Wait.
We did 8 days of juice.
Back up. Was it supposed to be 8 or was it supposed to be more than 8?
It's supposed to be 10. But we had a wedding. So we're not going to drink juice for a wedding. What do you think? Yeah. We are animals.
So what were your results? So you only drank juice for how many days?
Only juice. We did 8 days straight. We Saturday to Saturday, basically.
And
what were the results?
What was your energy?
First 3 days were really tough.
Your balls finally dropped.
I pooped a lot in the first 3 days. I didn't poop at all after that, really.
Well, Frankie, let me ask you this.
Yeah. Let her finish.
No, that's all right. But no, it was
energy. How's the energy?
The energy was less. If I went to the gym, I had a lot less energy. But I would say overall it was good. I felt when you drink that juice, you automatically you right away feel it. You feel it. And I was sharper in the afternoon where I usually kind of feel down after lunch.
Yep.
And I feel it hitting that wall. I was pretty much sharp all through the afternoon, and that's sitting in like a hot kitchen on a computer. I didn't have the urge to sleep.
What was the weight from the start to finish?
I started at 188. I finished at 180. And that was over 8 days.
How long?
It's about a day. Ryan lost 15 pounds over that time.
What were you juicing?
Everything. Anything and everything. Any vegetable.
But I ask, because I know a lot of guys will start juicing. You're like, oh, I put in 6 apples and 4. They're using all sorts of fruit.
Shut no, up. Mostly vegetables.
They're just pounding a ton of sugar.
Mostly vegetables. Yeah. So mostly vegetables. We made sure of that.
Spinach, kale,
we're throwing a green apple,
carrots.
A little bit of pineapple, sometimes a lemon or some ginger for flavor. But other than that, it was mostly vegetables.
I'm gonna say that those sugars are a little different than refined sugars.
But it's also a ton of sugar.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it is.
But it's also a ton of sugars that people don't realize how many calories they're taking in. They're like, I'm juicing. But I had, you know, they might have 1,500 calories with their juice without realizing.
For sure.
I don't know why I'm losing weight because.
And most vegetables are sweet enough you don't need.
Yep.
Oh, you're sweet enough, James. You're nice of you to say that.
Frankie, could you have done another week with that?
No, I was going crazy. Like you went
2 weeks.
That was it. That was enough for me. And what it was good for me, because I mean, the weight loss was nice, but 6 of those 8 pounds came back right away.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, that's what I'm asking.
But most of that was just poop that wasn't in my colon. But the big thing for me was making better decisions.
No, right? That wakes you up. I mean, it I just ate
an 8-inch hot dog and fries. Yeah. But other than that,
tonight's an exception. But see, it's so hot.
He's lying. But, it was.
Whereas normally I wouldn't go for a salad. I wouldn't go for a healthy option. Now I'm like, I'm looking at a menu and I'm like, I don't need that burger. I don't need those fries. I can do a salad because I just did 8 days of just juice. So a salad where I would have killed for a salad during that time.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what it was good for me. It was getting me back to, it was setting my extremes, I guess, so that I can end up somewhere in the middle.
It's about the
choices. I'm going to give my take on diets.
Okay.
My take on diets is I think the number one poison is like refined, like carbide.
It's sugar, like refined carbs.
Anything you find in the middle, like, you know, you say, like, shop on the outside of the grocery store. Like fruits, vegetables, like meats, and like you, I feel like you can eat a steak 7 days a week, and you know veggies and stuff like that. As soon as you get to breads and crackers and shit like that, I think that's where you go south.
Well, speaking of what, Greg, where are those chips?
Let me say this. Like, here's the one thing I've learned, and I work. You know, you guys know I work on I coach at CrossFit, all that jazz, and they do. Paleo, and they do all this different stuff. The bottom line is this: like the last 2 months, I've been enjoying life. We've had Fiesta, we've had the 4th of July, a podcast every week. And you know what? I've enjoyed myself. I had a blast. Is that worth me stressing out about every little thing I eat? Or do I want to live and have a good time? So it's like, you know what? Have a good time to a point. But then realize at some point you got to reel it in and tone it back a little bit. Just as far as health, as you get older, just watch what you eat a little bit. Change it up. You don't need to be stressing out. So, like, diet's a terrible word. I don't like the word diet. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be dieting. You should live and just make yourself happy, you but still work out.
So Rick and we're about to like strangle the kid, telling us that you don't need to diet.
When I get started, none of us should diet.
There's a certain age where all of a sudden, boom.
Absolutely. Like, every 10 years, it gets it goes exponentially higher.
That whole philosophy is just fucking out the window.
Well, think about it. If you like, now mind you, if you
Joey's philosophy about steak or whatever, the perimeters better than you don't have to worry about it because you do eventually. You get into like a habit,
right?
You get into
a routine,
a way of operating, a way of eating, and then if you maintain that.
You're fine.
You can blow up like a balloon in 3 years.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the society, the way they put, like, overweight and all that, obesity, is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, you need to live your life, eat as healthy as you can, work out, do whatever.
I'm going to give the eulogy at my funeral.
Well, it's a hard mission. You know what? If you're going to be like, if they're going to tell you, I'm going to, you know, not to crap on Frankie, but, like, I'm going to juice for 2 weeks. But what if you have a big wedding that week?
I did.
You're not going to drink and have a good time for that night. Monumental occasion.
That was the whole point.
Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. And the next day, don't be guilty that you did that. You enjoyed yourself. You had a good time. The next day, just go back to juicing. Mentality.
Or take an X-Lax.
I'll tell you something that I found. What I found is
Periscope. I stole it.
I love chocolate.
Right.
I love chips. I love Doritos.
Right. Doritos are nice.
If I have one bag of, if I have like two Doritos,
two Doritos. You can eat two.
It's fucking off to the races for a week of carbohydrate shit.
Yeah,
I can't stop. It's like I crave it so much. And I can be happy eating an awesome ribeye or an awesome piece of chicken, like dressed up and stuff like that.
Or lobster.
Seriously, like, and it doesn't cost. anymore.
But lobster with butter.
Like,
to
eat those, like, the total proteins, those hardcore proteins that are going to fill you up, you'll get satisfied, and it'll last a while. If I eat bread or if I eat like chips,
how do you feel?
I'm gonna eat it, and 20 minutes later, I'm gonna want another fucking bag. And
Joey, do you work out?
My job is so physical; it's like working out.
Oh, someone just asked that on
Facebook. It is. This whole thing, like,
no, it's literally, it's like
I'm probably watching him shovel bait.
He works out. Yes, the answer to the question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up. I'm at work at 4:30. I get home like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Lately, in another couple months, it'll be 6:30, 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, really?
And you know, so it's a very physical job. So I need I'm the exception, not the rule. So, but I have to. At certain times of year, I can't eat enough calories, and then at certain, and then in the winter, like, I just pack on weight, and I don't have a problem with that because I know it's going to
lose it right now.
Keeps you warm.
It's just your type of. Everybody's different. But you need to.
I feel like the carbohydrates are addicting.
The carbohydrates are. It's the sugar. It's the sugar that's in it. It's eat this and then you crave more.
Yeah.
And like,
I do want to interject that this is Homie Cast, and I've gotten some complaints from some of the youngins about us talking about, and we're talking about diets now.
Pussy ass shit.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Juicing. We're juicing.
That was me. That was me.
Frankie was juicing.
Speaking of that,
I can bridge that. I think one of the things about the 8 days of juicing, which ties in, I think, with my perception of Homie Cast, it's going to the extremes. You know, one of the things that for me is exciting about the Jeep and the no doors, no roof, nothing, and just declaring till Columbus Day, it doesn't matter if it pours out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've already declared I'm not getting the Jeep, out of the garage.
It's awesome.
The bolts
that's
are put away.
Stuff.
The doors are put away. Everything's put away. Bathing suit, t-shirt. Let's go to work.
That's awesome.
And I think 8 days of juicing. I've done some juicing, and it was like I'd have one in the morning, and I'd eat, you know, and I felt good. It was like it was a different energy to it, you know. Yeah. And but I think the thing that we can talk about is celebrating, kind of getting jazzed up by doing something to the extreme, you know, no matter what it is.
Yeah,
whether it's 8 days, whether it's a 32 ounce steak, whether it's
pulling your dick out of the playground. Am I right, boys?
How about pepperoncini brand chips? Pepperoncini brand. We're gonna try these.
So I showed up with some chips.
Craig brought these.
New kettle chip flavors, man.
You do the honors, Craig.
Yeah, that's good. Pepperoncini. You know, you get them in your salads. You get them on your pizza.
Is there actually with this much light? Do we have an image right
there? It's tough right now. It's very difficult.
I can't. Do we have any viewers?
We have 8, including me, so that's 7.
Ask the viewers if they want. Let them submit a question.
Viewers, first question will be answered right now. Viewers, go. Make it good. None of this jackassery.
Oh, that's a good chip right there.
And no douchebaggery.
No douchebaggery.
No jackassery. No douchebaggery.
Yeah, they're all hammering on their keyboards right now.
Yeah. Well, let me get one of those.
What's the viewership?
Do you know Forbes Riley?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I've heard of it.
I'm just saying.
Is it a person?
I said no fuckery.
Forbes Riley.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it's the guy who has to do his diets.
Whoa.
That's good.
All right. Well, do we have any good questions?
Thumbs up.
I like the
pepperoncini kettle chips. Bang him. Go get them.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. They get
better than jalapeno.
We're waiting for a question. It's
I'm sure
podcast
viewers love people listening to eating chips.
Doritos has a roulette bag of chips.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bag of chips, but then, like, 8 chips in the bag are, like, fiery, hot, ridiculous.
Really?
So you just eat, they all look the same, the group of friends, whatever, you're like, oh my God, I'm dying. It's phenomenal.
Where do we get them?
I don't know.
I want to get them for the podcast.
So it's all right. I think it'd be great. Well, no, then you'll be off for a week. It'll be enabling your...
Do you remember what happened? Were you at the podcast at Craig's when he did the habaneros?
No. He wasn't there yet.
Chris and I took the debt challenge, and it took us apart for 2 days. These chips, I highly recommend, and I will be purchasing them tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Got them in Market Basket. Bang.
Market Basket, I'm going tomorrow.
James, that was my favorite.
Pepperoncini, pepper.
When me and you drank
kettle chips.
12-pack each.
Yeah, 12-pack each.
That was my, that was, and then we get the scotch. That was my best one.
With better flavor and less heat, you know.
Okay. That was the line, though.
That made it woke us up.
So good.
After that one, we came up with Faithful.
Are there any other questions, Frankie?
No, someone, he just said that was that guy, the only cast. Okay, we need to save his Hall of Fame, and he worked at Jack.
And then we had limits on to what we could talk about.
It's just a bunch of silly.
We gotta communicate. What are we bringing? Okay, this is what we're bringing.
Why is the phone?
Now it's vertical.
Well, vertical is how everyone sees it.
Yeah.
If you landscape it, it turns. You get more people in, but everyone has to look at it sideways on the phone. Okay, just type this way.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
Yeah, those are good chips.
Nope. Somebody has any, we don't have, of our four viewers, none of them are original.
Are we gonna,
we're driving them all away.
So there's an elephant in the room, Joey. I mean, should we get to it?
What's that?
Tom Brady.
Oh. Well.
Well.
Patriots.
Patriots. Well, I think anybody that's a Patriots fan is probably on the same thing.
I don't know if they are, though. I've got Patriots fans with season tickets that are.
Hold up. You're a Steelers fan, so I'm actually interested to hear your take at this point on the Brady controversy.
Okay. Here's my take. Obviously, very obviously, something was up. NFL wouldn't take it this far if they didn't know there was absolutely something up, slash the cover-up is always worse than the crime. And I feel at this point, when you reportedly destroy a phone, quote, because that's what you do with your old phones.
Allegedly.
What if it broke?
Oh, no, he admitted it under oath.
What if he dropped it coming out of his car?
No, he admitted under oath. He destroyed it on purpose. So, you know, I didn't need the destroyed phone to realize that something was going on. And let me first off say, I don't really give two shits about a pound, 2 pounds, or 3 pounds. But it is about following the rules.
It is.
And I understand that Belichick is a master of pushing the limits. They did it with Spygate. He got busted for using IR players in practice, which was illegal. He got popped by the NFL for that. He's been popped over and over again. They build a record of, you know, doing things that just push the limits. And I think that ultimately the other owners are like, look, man, nobody's doing anything wrong until they get caught. And they've been caught several times doing stuff. And at this point, you know, it's like I would much rather, and I'm a huge Brady fan. You know, I'm a Patriots fan. I mean, that was Freudian. I'm a fucking Steelers fan to the core.
No, well, you know you're a Steelers fan.
I respect the crap out of Belichick and Brady and everything they've accomplished. But I cannot stand the fact that these things keep coming up.
Well, here's the thing.
And I would rather him just, if they would have said, you know what, we alter our balls. Everyone knows that a lot of people have to do it.
Well, why would they say that if the National League does it?
Right.
If Roethlisberger does it, if Eli Manning does it,
some of the other quarterbacks do, some don't.
All of them do.
They all don't.
What's your evidence?
They all don't do because they've all admitted. Some of them admitted they don't.
Where did Miss Brady learn it from?
No, the NFL allowed this to happen. It is the NFL's fault that this happened. I can't believe, no other sport, you can't show up in a soccer team and go, here's our ball we're using, or the tennis court, or the baseball field. Or you can't do that. In NFL, they're like, yeah, scuff them up, rough them up, do what you want, bring them back to us. Right, exactly. We measure them, we put them in a bag, then they take them to the field. After that, they did a little shady thing, and we all
know. It was a $25,000 fine.
We all
in the grand scope of things,
that is
bullshit.
The collective bargaining agreement says you agree and don't interfere with any investigations, and
now
you
that,
volunteer everything.
I agree with that.
And that's where they went wrong. They could have said, I will show you my text
if
specifically.
If they were worried about it, and if this was not a witch hunt, they could have made them aware, and they could have said, we're watching the balls. You better play by the rules.
They
wanted to get
them.
Yeah,
but wasn't one.
No, they didn't.
I want to go back. I want to go back to something Greg said.
Bullshit.
Every team has been caught
doing something. Yeah.
If you look at
the guys falling, injury.
Rick's saying something true, and a lot of people don't know this. A lot of teams have been fined throughout the years, and you never hear about it. They get fined 50 G here, 100 G there.
Never media.
They do all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
But you're talking about, this is no different than if it was Jeter or somebody doing steroids or A-Rod. They are going to come after the pinnacle. They're going to come after the top. They're going to come after the best.
If they won by 3 points or 10 points.
It doesn't matter
about
the score,
that's
Joey.
That's fucking bullshit. It doesn't matter.
Now, Joey, tell me this.
I'll give him that.
Tell me this. No. It's not about the score because this.
It is.
So say he's been doing it. Say he's been doing it for 8 or 10 years. How much effect did that have on him or his receivers? We don't know.
But here's what I'll give you.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know if we're ready for a segue yet, but here's what I'll give you. It's not about the crime, because you had said
it's the cover-up.
Nobody cares if Bill Clinton got a blowjob. Nobody cares if he smoked pot. Yeah. Nobody cares what different scandals are. It's how you react.
Tiger Woods
and David Letterman had scandals at the same time. Nobody remembers Letterman's, although it's 10 times worse than Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Blew it up and insulted our intelligence about trying to cover it up. And the Patriots and Brady and Kraft tweaked Roger Goodell's nose and backed him into a corner where he's got to come out fighting, even if he's an asshat for doing it, and he's wrong doing it because he's trying to defend his honor.
The way he's doing it.
Yeah. You know, they got caught before Spygate. They got caught before Spygate once before about the thing. And the NFL said, don't do it again. Then they really got caught. You know? And so they said, look, you can't keep getting caught doing things we ask you not to do.
Hey, why did they get caught with Spygate? Why? Who rattled him off?
Eric Mangini.
Mangini.
They did it from 2002 to 2007. They did it for 5 years. Before they got caught. They did
before
it for 5 years.
They didn't just manufacture
it.
Hey, it's the Tuck rule. It's against the Tuck rule?
It's nothing to do with it.
It's undermining rules that people can't stand. It's the Ravens championship game last year where they ran plays that were, quote, not categorized as illegal yet.
But it was legal.
After that game, it became illegal because it's a loophole.
But they changed the rule because
always looking for an edge.
So it's
cheating because it's not against the rules.
There was nothing against the rules.
There's no rules that say you can't hurl a fucking watermelon into the field in the middle of a game.
Yes, there are.
But if Belichick did it, then you would go, oh, well, you didn't say I couldn't hurl a watermelon into the middle of the field.
It wasn't a rule.
It's like, dude, come on, man.
No.
I disagree.
No, you're trying to talk about the integrity of the game. You're saying that violates the
integrity. Care about the
integrity. No, it doesn't.
They don't care about the integrity.
I'm sorry. What they did last year against the Raven does not.
Because they work harder.
Because
they work harder.
It's the NFL.
Because they work harder.
You put a guy on IR so you can bring another player up. You're not allowed to use
all
that guy.
All the teams do that.
You're not allowed to use that guy on IR in practice.
ESPN.
Belichick got caught doing that shit. People hadn't heard about that.
They're here all day, Craig.
All right, come back.
Nobody can hear any of this on the podcast.
The only one who should really be pissed is Gronkowski. Right? I'm a really good kicker, but the deflating all the balls, I'd be fucking incredible. I'd be the best kicker in the league.
I don't think he wants deflated balls as a kicker.
No, he wants the inflated ones. He should be pissed.
You know what? I feel like this. I'll be honest. I feel Brady screwed up, and he should have just came out and admitted it in the beginning.
Yeah, and just wiped it away.
That's all I feel like should have happened.
Yeah, we do that.
And whether I'm right or wrong, that's my personal opinion.
Sorry about it.
He just said, whatever, blah, 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 this and that.
Okay.
It'd be done.
I'll ask you this.
I jaywalked. It's not like I punched out my wife in the elevator or something.
It's not like, Kevin Hardy gets 4 games.
Both
of you, I could not agree with you more.
I'll ask you this.
I think he definitely did.
He had something to do with it. I agree.
The guy from Green Bay.
Nobody wants to hear about other people. You can't deflect.
That's fucking bullshit. They were all fucking doing it. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay, let me ask you that. I'm going to go around the table. Everyone answer really quick and fast. You have a significant other. You have a significant other. All right? One day, you look down at her phone. It's locked, but a text pops up from some dude. Not quite sure what it is. Day later, you ask her, hey, what was that, whatever, on your phone?
No, don't ask. That's it.
What was that? I saw that something on your phone. I dropped my phone today by the dock. Or I dropped my phone and it smashed. So I want to see that text. Oh, I lost my phone at the mall today. What would you say? What would you say? Would you think that your significant other would you consider that a slight cover up that all of a sudden your phone is missing?
He offered to give them everything.
It's a Toby.
It's a
yes and
no
answer. No,
we don't want it.
If your spouse's phone, if your spouse's phone,
that's not Toby. He said, "I will give it to you. I will give it to you."
I'm asking you this. I'm asking you this.
He said, "I'll give it to you."
I'm asking you this.
He said, "I'm not stretching it out." He said, "I will give you the information."
Yeah, he's not obligated to give his phone. So he doesn't have to. Why would he have to extend himself past the
You've seen a bunch of questionable texts from a man or whoever, and you question it. And when you ask her to see her phone, she says, "Sorry, I got a new phone today. I dropped it in the water." How would you read that?
I wouldn't ask.
How would you read it?
But
you've been checking
it.
Nobody wants to answer.
I'll tell you straight up, I think that they fucked with the balls.
I think that they.
Oh, they definitely did. And
No. If that's the point you were trying to get to, though, I will tell you, I think that they fucked with the balls. I also
You don't even need the phone to prove it, do you? Nor do I. That's what I'm saying. I don't need the damn phone to prove it. The fact that you got rid of it kind of puts icing on the cake.
But why is the NFL so insecure? Why can't the NFL just keep Tom Brady happy in the first place?
I absolutely agree with you.
Why would
but
you
when you beat
you?
A team by 40,
it doesn't matter.
Fucking ram. Yes, it fucking does.
It's not about the score.
How does it not?
Yeah, it's about the crime. So it's real simple. It's real simple.
I disagree.
If you find out that another team is lowering their field goals by 6 inches or a foot to make their kicker a little bit better. And then they show up, and the NFL shows up, wants to measure your field goals. Oh, you know what? We took the field goals down this week to build new ones.
That's a bad
analogy.
Bad analogy. Footballs have a range.
So there you go.
Footballs have a range to be in. When I'm soft in the range, I want them more inflated and harder in the range. Field goals are a standard
size. So you believe he did it? You believe something happened?
You know what it is?
I absolutely
do. You know what it is?
Yes, I'm mad enough to say
it. It's like baseball with the infield grass. Do you want the infield grass cut high? Because you got a lot of speedy guys who can beat out a bunt. Or do you want the infield grass cut low? Do you want the lines? You want your baseline
semantics
inward?
Now?
Yeah,
When you have all the quarterbacks saying that they did it.
You know what this is? This is when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs. The only ones that yelp are the ones that get hit. Y'all bitches are yelping.
This is when I throw a rock at Kimberly.
Do you think that they did something wrong? Do you think? Because right now Joey says yes, I say yes. There's 2 out of 5.
I
said they did it.
They did.
Did they deflate balls?
Using something wrong?
They deflate balls? I'm asking you that. Did they deflate balls? Do you think at this point the NFL is putting a 20-page paper out taking it to court? Hang on, let me finish. Do you think that they did it?
Go ahead, Rick.
Do you think they deflated balls, or do you think this is all absolute fucking fantasy land and we didn't land on the moon?
Probably.
Yeah, see, I do too.
James, did they deflate footballs?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
He wasn't.
Yeah, James. I think they took a competitive edge within the rules as they stand, and I think that's fine.
They did. Okay,
as a coach, I say that's fine.
5 out of 6 of us say,
I've been silent this whole fucking conversation.
Woo! Yeah, James.
Woo! And I'm going to tell you what this conversation is.
It's about 6 minutes.
All the people participating in the conversation are sheep led by a media machine that makes you have this conversation because it doesn't fucking matter. When I was a kid playing stickball in the street, we all cheated.
When I was a kid,
we all fucking cheated.
At the end of the day,
one team won, one team lost. Anybody that lost started whining about it. They got hit with a stickball stick.
You know what? At the end of the day, you guys were $100 million faces of a franchise.
James, did you play that game with the big ring? The big hoop? 40.
They fucking won. They were scoring at fucking will.
That's going to be banned.
I'm saying
they scored at will.
I am so sick of this conversation because it doesn't matter.
It's not about that game.
Wait until Brady comes back this season.
It's not about that game.
When they got burnt by Deflategate, 50 touchdowns.
Deflategate.
Belichick lit it up.
I can't wait for them to be 4th and 1.
They're going to light it up by 20
and fucking and go
for it.
Chris, round the table real fast again. Patriots Steelers open today. Who wins?
Joey. Fucking Patriots, please.
Patriots. Chris.
Patriots.
Patriots.
What are we playing?
I live in England, so I'll say Patriots.
Oh, you traitor, motherfucker.
Patriots.
Oh my God! Wait, is Bell playing? Oh, wait a minute. He smoked weed. And he got a two game.
I don't need Bell. I don't need Bell to win this game. We got this.
It's empty. It's the same.
Refill that man's drink.
He got a two game. He got smoking weed. Brady deflated some balls and he gets four games. That's so.
He didn't lie.
Oh my God!
He didn't lie. He didn't cover it up.
Oh crap!
He covered it
so
up.
So fucking.
No, he didn't. He said, "Yeah, you caught me. I did it."
I'm mad he got caught.
Exactly. You do nothing wrong until you get caught. How many games? How many games?
Well, we would still be talking about it if it wasn't like out on the fucking table.
Yeah, he didn't get caught. He didn't get caught.
We wouldn't be talking about it if he
went. The assistant going in the bathroom on video camera for a minute and a half got caught.
Whoops. The guy in the bathroom.
Whoops.
And then what are we talking about? 90
seconds, 12 footballs?
Yep.
Nah.
Yep. All day. You kidding?
Hey, listen, bottom line is, no matter what happens to Brady, Pats are going to destroy everyone.
So
I don't care if we start the season over and four, but it ain't going to happen. Because Garrett Paul Powell is going to surprise everybody.
I hope they play with so much fucking anger.
Try not to cheat.
I hope they play
He's
going to surprise everyone. I know it's hard not to belly cheat, but try not to belly cheat.
It's not like he raped an underage girl in a bathroom at a bar.
Oh, now she's underage.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he played football and won.
Oh, that's right. He went to court and won. There was no evidence. There was no proof.
Oh, now we're talking about evidence. Wait a minute,
and he served four games.
Oh, there's no evidence.
It's
probable. No evidence counts.
It's based on a cell phone that doesn't exist.
There was none.
No, it's a cell phone.
Yeah, that's right. No concrete evidence. Thank you very much. Now you just shut your mouth.
Hey, did he dispute it?
All the fans.
We can be here all
night.
Did Pittsburgh talk for 7 months about it? You know what? It was gone like that.
His ass.
It was gone like that.
He just toasted it.
He didn't put any
concrete evidence.
Like you want to play both sides of it.
Yeah, no, they didn't have any evidence. On this
beat, Brady.
Do you know what evidence they have on Brady?
Oh
no. Do you know what evidence they have on Brady?
No.
Because you don't know what evidence they have, or they wouldn't take it this far.
Oh, we're supposed to surmise that there's evidence.
We shall return.
It's probable he had a suspicion.
It's probable, exactly.
We shall return to this conversation.
All right, here we go.
And you will see.
I'm going
to
crap.
When your boy loses
this opening game to the
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Joey, get us out of here, Joey.
For what it's worth, there's nobody who listened to this entire podcast. If you listen to this entire podcast,
we love you.
Send an email to Joey.
And he'll send you
a t-shirt. And one lucky winner will get a $25 gift certificate to Jalapenos.
Thank you.
No, that's not true.
Opportunity be knocking. You gotta let a motherfucker in. I kiss my mother on the cheek. Tell her that I love her. You ain't gotta worry about a tick. I got it covered. Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Why you think I'm out here acting crazy? Ma, you know I'm still your little baby. All my life I was a fuck up. Now I pull the truck up. Same bitch stuck up. Now she wanna suck us. See me hanging out the window screaming what? No more tough luck. A different glove is what I'm cut from. Baby, oh my lord. The cops chasing Bronson in the all white Ford. Shit, I'm on that all night tour. Bitch, I'm alright, but I'm off that roar. I'm in the road, then.